KLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The tuition hikes for out-of-province students at Concordia and McGill may be coming to an end after a recent court ruling, but higher fees for international students remain unchanged. In a recent decision by Quebec Superior Court Judge Eric Dufour, the court ruled in Concordia and McGill's favors in what is being called a partial victory for the schools. The English language schools were challenging Quebec's Ministry of Higher Education for forcing them to raise tuition by 33% for out-of-province students, and to prove that 80% of students were fluent in French by the time of graduation. Dufour struck down the forced tuition hikes and language quota, saying the ministry lacked data to support its claims that students weren't integrating into Quebec society. However, this decision left fees unchanged for international students. International fees were set by the province at a minimum of $20,000. In a statement to media, Concordia's president Graham Carr wrote that he hoped the court's decision could, quote, serve as a catalyst for the government and our entire university sector to hit reset, unquote. Since 2023, tuition hikes have led to a 30% drop in enrollment at Concordia. Knock-on effects from this drop have been reduced tuition services like the Loyola shuttle bus, less funding for student clubs and social spaces, and even fewer classes. The campaign coordinator for Concordia's student union, Juliana Smith, says it has been a difficult time for students.
So if we're seeing a reduction in what classes are offered, students are actually having to extend their degrees because they can't graduate on time because the class they need to take is full and it's only being offered once a year rather than once a semester. So we've seen situations like that. And then overall, what I was trying to explain to students last year when we were going on strike around the tuition hikes is even if you aren't paying the new increased tuition rates, what you're paying is essentially like you're paying more for receiving less because the budget is stretched that much thinner. So all of the student services, they all rely on a fee levy. And so if enrollment drops overall, all of those different services, including things that are like super fundamental, like health services and counseling and psychological services, that relies on a fee levy. And so if there's less students attending Concordia, those services have less funding to be able to offer the students that are paying into them in the end.
Smith agrees that the university has had a partial victory, but does not want students getting their hopes up about services returning to full quality at Concordia.
It is hard being an Anglophone institution in this province. Like, there's been consistent changes made since the 90s to the funding structure that has disproportionately affected Anglophone institutions. And so it's been really hard for Concordia to get its footing.
The court gave the Ministry of Higher Education a 9-month timeline to revise their fee structure, and the ministry still has time to make an appeal. Smith and the CSU are concerned fees could still remain in place or return, and with them, what they feel are austerity measures from the school.
It's good that this is happening. I don't want to say that it's a bad thing that the court has ruled this. I'm very glad to hear that because any chance that we have to make education more accessible for students and to help less students graduate with intense debt, I'm all for that. And I'm very happy to hear that. I just want students to be aware that like this court decision is not the end all be all. The fight is far from over. We're going to have to continue to fight really hard to achieve the kind of world and university that we want to be able to see.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to On the Right Track. I am DJ Zona, and today I'm going to be talking to you about Eurodance. So in honor of Eurovision 2025 absolutely sucking and having just like really boring songs, I kind of went into a Eurodance deep dive, which Eurodance isn't technically related to Eurovision at all, but I just feel like those vibes relate to one another, if that makes sense. Anyways, so I want to talk to you guys about Eurodance. Eurodance emerged first in the late 1980s in Central Europe, more specifically Germany, Belgium, also Italy a lot because of the Italo disco scene. And it typically sits at around a 140 BPM. It sits at about 140 beats per minute, but it can range between 110 to 150. It is kind of a combination of like Euro disco, Italo house, rave, and hip house, but also incorporates the bass lines of high energy and adds like a high-pitched 909 kick and often power chords, or sometimes there will be like a dramatic piano going on. Of course, it's very much known for synthesizers, rich vocals, rapped verses, a strong bass rhythm, and melodic hooks. Anyways, I got really into Eurodance this week. So before I talk more about it, I'm going to get us started with some original, like early to mid 90s Eurodance classics, which you might actually think of as pop music. So this is CJLO 1690 AM, and you're on the right track.
Pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that. Make my day.
Take your time, boy. ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Okay, so just before that ad break, I would genuinely be surprised if anyone who heard those songs didn't know those songs. But just in case you don't and you've been living under a rock, that was Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic, Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap, and Be My Lover by La Bouche. And yeah, the Eurodance like scene was really just the pop music scene, especially in Europe, in the early and mid 90s. It's one of those genres that you can't really hate unless you're like super pretentious, because it's just so inoffensive. Like it's repetitive. Sure, it's not like maybe the most interesting in the world, but it's just so much fun, and you can't deny that it just makes you want to dance. And the lyrics are always about like peace and love and dancing and partying and like, yeah, like you just can't hate it. Like these songs come on anywhere and you just kind of have to nod your head along. Like you don't really have a choice. But yeah, it was a really big, that was the popular music of the mid 90s, kind of starting in the late 80s. But it really declined after 1996. Like it really went downhill and people have not really been making Eurodance anymore. I'd say in the early 2000s, there was a little bit of a spark of it, but for the most part, it was the early to mid 90s in which that was happening. I've got two more songs for you guys from that same era. These ones are maybe less known, but they're very much the same vibe. Next up, we've got Slave to the Music by 24/7 and No Limit by Too Unlimited. So enjoy.
Slay to the music. of lifestyle. The way he went to me was very strange. Stayed tuned for a while. I could have been a criminal because I live like an animal. A home prison, I'm mad, that was terrible. I was a kid, so I tried to live with it, thinking I was a weak individual, but I was not. I was so strong, and so the music helped me get along. Take a look at me now, cause here I am, I'm your mate man.
When I'm proud.
That was No Limit by Too Unlimited, and before that it was Slave to the Music by 24/7. One of the funny things about Eurodance is that it never took off in the United States, which is interesting because the US is where so much of the modern electronic dance music that we know of, and of course it is called Eurodance, so it does kind of make sense. However, it did completely blow up in Canada, specifically in Montreal, because of course, and also a little bit in Toronto. And so I've managed to find some of the Canadian Eurodance artists that I'm gonna play next, but first I'm gonna talk to you guys a little bit about this scene. So Montreal in the 1970s, disco was a huge cultural movement, as it was, of course, internationally, but Montreal was actually known as disco's second city. It was a liberating cultural scene for the LGBTQ+ community and, of course, for Black communities in the 90s, and Eurodance really landed and took off in these scenes when disco died, as they say. But yeah, it completely blew up in Quebec. There even were some people trying to kind of make it its own variant and call it Candance, but of course nobody was going to call it Candance. They were going to call it Eurodance because that's what it is. But yeah, it gained so much traction, and the sound in Toronto was a little more pop-like, but the Montreal scene was a lot more like house music. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that next, but first, I've got a couple of actually Quebecois Eurodance / Europop artists that I'm going to play next. One is MJ, and the next one is Jacinthe, I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce it, but I think it's really cool, and I hope you guys enjoy. Once again, you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM, and this, you are on the right track.
Get out of my life. true. This is the night you can make it happen. Open your eyes and let your dreams come true. Da 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 dee da dee da da.
So it is kind of funny how after like 4 or 5 songs, you kind of get the idea and all of the Eurodance songs start just sounding the same. But, you know, they're still a lot of fun, even though they're cheesy and they all kind of sound the same. But there are certain songs that have their more distinct sounds that are more recognizable. But I want to talk more about the Eurodance scene in Canada and in Montreal. So that first song by MJ, You Keep Me Hangin', I feel like everybody knows that song, but I don't think that anyone knows that it's from Canada, and specifically that it's from Quebec. That artist, MJ, that name is, comes from the, so the artist's real name is Marie-Josée, and then Jacinthe is like, also has a lot more like pop music stuff that's a little calmer, has more guitar. It is also, I find it interesting how even like, it's like no matter what the origin, like nationality, origin, ethnicity, like original language of the artist, all of these songs are still always in English, and you can hear, I don't know, it's kind of like, yeah, but anyways, my point is that it's funny how some of this comes out of Quebec, and Jacinthe also does some of these songs in French, like she has French versions of the songs on the album of what I just played. But yeah, so Eurodance dominated the RPM dance charts in Canadian radio stations in 1992 and got, specifically again in Toronto and in Montreal. It was also featured a lot on like dance party TV shows like Musique Plus and Electric Circus, and the label New Music, which is a label based in Montreal, played a significant role in the like Eurodance craze in Montreal in the 90s. So for some more Eurodance artists or duos or groups that came out of Montreal during this time, next up we've got Capital Sound. So I've got 3 songs by Capital Sound, or maybe 2 if we run out of time. And yeah, that's pretty much gonna be it. I do have one surprise song for the end, but we'll see if we don't run out of time. Again, this is CJLO 1690 AM, and you are on the right track.
Perfect night, so we'll shine it bright. So we'll turn it up till the morning light. Say DJ, don't say. Say, I know this feeling says it's here to stay. Say, I wanna be the rhythm in your heart, on your mind, yeah, from the very start. Sign over here, feel the vibe so right. Say, my love is calling you into the night. Said, time's all we need to make it work out. I promise you the best show is all about. Said, you deserve my heart, my soul, my curve. It's yours to keep here in reserve. Remember, love will always show. As long as we let the feeling grow. Deep inside, will it feel so right? Said, love is calling into the night.
Êtes-vous motivé à vous engager au sujet des enjeux de violence de partenaires intimes? Participez à l'Assemblée annuelle générale de Femmes Averties le 8 juin 2025 sur Zoom pour découvrir les divers projets nos survivantes et nos bénévoles ont dirigés cette année. Que ce soit des formations personnalisées avec des partenaires ou des projets communautaires engageants, on a hâte à partager avec le public nos recherches et ce qu'on a accompli. Pour s'inscrire à l'Assemblée générale annuelle, visitez notre site web www.womenaware.ca ou nos réseaux sociaux à womenaware.mtl. Femme avertie, par les survivantes pour les survivantes.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
So that was Higher Love and In the Night by Capital Sound. They're definitely on the longer side of the Eurodance songs. So I did have to cut one of them a little bit short, and we did only get to play two because we are running out of time. Now, the last song that I was saving for the very end of the show is... Because the fact of Eurodance is that it also is just pop music. Like, a lot of people really just know this as pop music, especially in Europe. And there was kind of a revival in the 2000s until maybe the 2010s-ish, in which, not necessarily a Eurodance revival, but where the pop music that was coming out, you could really tell that it was influenced by or inspired by Eurodance. So the last song I have for you guys is one of my favorites. This is Evacuate the Dance Floor by Cascada. And that'll be all for the night. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the last song. And yeah, you have been on the right track.
Let's get out on the floor. I like to move it, come and give me some more. Watch me get physical, out of control. There's people watching me, I never miss a beat. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. Don't try, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Rip it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose. Body's aching, system overload. Temperatures rising, I'm about to explode. Watch me, I'm intoxicated, digging the show. It's got me hypnotized, everybody step aside. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. That's right, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Wrap it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose.
It's like an overdose. Heating up, move on and accelerate, push it to the top. Come on and evacuate, feel the club is heating up. Move on and accelerate, you don't have to be afraid.
Now Vessel's back on a brand new track, they got everybody in the club going mad. So everybody in the back, get your back up off the wall and just shake that